This oil painting by Hale Aspasio Woodruff spreads out on a canvas a little less than 3 feet across and 2 feet high. Arcing and bending across the surface of the canvas is a landscape of swirling colors and fluid shapes. A tangle of dirt and soil, tree bark and leaves compose the foreground and midground of the painting. Above the serpentine, curved horizon lies the sky, which occupies the top third of the canvas. 3 major color palettes segment the painting, with the brown earth tones constituting the lower half of the canvas, while darker greens and blacks form the horizon of the work. And finally, deep blues rest at the top of the painting. Starting with the foreground, at the bottom of the canvas, in the center, an overturned tree branch angles to the left and rests atop a small mound of soil. The splayed forks of the branch catches the light as the viewer witnesses its light beige color contrast against the dark black outline of its shadow. A similarly beige, concave mound of eroding soil supports the branch. Thick, black blush strokes outline the silhouette of the mound and form the shadow at its base. To the left of the mound, a glimpse of a horizontal blue line suggests the presence of muddy water. To the right of the overturned branch protrudes a tree. This tree slants slightly to the right of the canvas and extends all the way to the top of the painting. Dark black and pencil thin, this tree's branches point upwards with thin leaves, suggesting a pine. Much smaller pine trees with similar forms sit to the right and left of this tallest tree. In the center of the painting, numerous larger crests of soil and mud lean and collide with one another. The biggest of these hills slopes form the left side of the canvas, oozing its reddish soil across the midground and foreground. To its right, at least 6 smaller heaps of earth take shape, through a mixture of chocolate browns, beige, muted oranges, and scarlet reds. The mixture of these different colors resemble different layers of soil or clay fusing with one another. Throughout these dunes, an impasto technique of thick brush strokes and layered paint imparts definition, texture, and a sense of movement. Finally, although the coloration of this mass bleeds into each part, every mound is outlined with sharp, black, undulating peaks. These hills recede into the horizon, which introduces a pea green and dark green palette to the painting. To the top left of the canvas, a leafy tree overhangs the chaotic soil, precariously slanted towards the center of the painting. This tree is angled as if the slightest breeze could send it toppling. The leaves of the tree form an almost smoke-like cloud of blacks, dark greens, light grays, and browns. Unlike the trees on the opposite side of the painting, the branches of this tree cannot be seen through the thick foliage. The shadowy intensity of this tree stands starkly against the bright center of the painting. Above this tree, and above the horizon, the sky looms in a gradient moving from the dark teal in the middle of the canvas to a light aquamarine at the top of the canvas. Speckling the sky are pockets of clouds whose irregular oval shape emerges from thick brushstrokes of white and blue paint. Again, Impasto gives these clouds the feeling that they are rising out of the canvas and towards the viewer.